Did she call those anything special?
Well, that's homemade yeast is all I ever heard it called.
Mm-hmm.
They call them yeast cakes is what the name
for. You mentioned buying your flour or getting your flour in smaller bags. How big were these bags?
Well, most of the time they're 50-pound bags. We buy a 25-pound bag now, but used to get them, they come in 100 pounds and 50 pounds too, but they're easy to handle in 50, you know, than they are in 100.
Mm-hmm. We talked about eggs a while back. What do you call the inside parts of the egg?
That yolk.
What color is that?
Well, the yolk's it's the yellow part of it, yes.
Did you have a cold day in the fall when you get the knives out and decide that you were going to get your meat ready?
Yeah, it's hog killing.
Uh-huh. And what did you do to the hogs?
Well, we're dressing. Of course, you killed him first, then you dress him.
Any special word for that?
That dressing is all I...
I mean the whole works, killing them and dressing them and cutting up the meat.
That is hog killing, so I've heard it called.
Well, what did you call that, the meat on a hog between the ham and the shoulder?
That's middling.
Middling? Mm-hmm. And what was done with this?
Well, you just cured it, salt it down, and let it cure out.
Was it smoked, or...?
Well, some people did and some didn't.
Mm-hmm. And then if you sliced that thin and fried it, what was it?
Well, they call that bacon now.
What'd you call it when you were young?
Just call it middling or sow belly. I've heard it called sow belly.
Sow belly, huh? What did you call the hard part on the outside when you ate it?
Well, that was a rind.
Uh-huh. Did you eat any of the insides of the pig or the calf that you killed?
Well, of course, you eat the heart and the liver.
Uh-huh.
And then I've known people using part of the guts and the paunch. I've seen them clean the paunch up and pack that with the, what they call head cheese and stuff like that. I've seen that.
Head cheese, what's that made from?
Well, that's just made out of scraps of the little pieces of meat of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything with the juice from head cheese?
Not that I know of.
Nothing special?
No.
Oh, I was talking about the insides here. I was wondering if the term haslet or harslet or chitlins or chitterlins or something like that was common.
Well, I've heard that. We never did.
Uh-huh.
We never did say that.
Did you ever grind up your liver, or was that always eaten?
No, we just fried the liver.
Special delicacy, huh?
Yeah. Well, one thing, it's always about the first thing you can get ready to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It spoils first, too.
Yeah.
Did you use the blood for anything?
No.
What did you call this part of the pig?
Joels.
Joels?
Yeah.
Did you grind up any of the meat?
Yes, for sausage.
Uh-huh.
Grind quite a lot of the meat.
If butter is kept around too long, it begins to smell, and you say it's what?
It gets stale.
Mm-hmm. How about meat when that gets to smell?